Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Andy Koska. Andy, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing all right. And I know you're an investigative reporter, as good as any. And we've heard Rojas, SNY, reported that third base coach, former Mets manager, with family ties to the organization. He interviewed. And then I guess there's an interest in Albert Pujols, which we talked about a few minutes ago. Any other names we can come up with here in regards to Mike Elias turning over stones to find the new full-time manager for the Orioles here?
Yeah, I mean, those two names are, of course, interesting at this point. I fully expect Ryan Flaherty to be in the mix, former scrappy infielder for Baltimore and bench coach in Chicago currently. He will also gather a lot of interest, I imagine, from San Diego Padres. He was in the mix for that managerial job in San Diego last go around, before they had Mike Schilt as the manager. When Bob Melvin left for San Francisco, Flaherty was in the mix for that before he went to Chicago. So imagine Flaherty is going to be of interest, but that's a pretty attractive job in San Diego too. So it kind of depends on how it all shakes out. Tony Manzalino remains in that conversation. And I've been curious about, Wood Robinson Chirinos, highly regarded baseball mind across the industry, is really liked by Baltimore. I was curious, is he going to be in the mix? As of this exact moment, no interviews for Chirinos in Baltimore. So that is one name that I've been peddling a little bit. Perhaps that heats up in the coming days, weeks, but at this point, nothing moving on that front.
So Andy, everyone wanted this manager. What's today? October 17th. They wanted the manager. When did the season end again? What, September?
Been a while. 30, ago.
Whatever the final day of the season, you can sense the nervousness, the stress, right? Andy, why I'm mentioning that to start is you just talked about the Padres, and I think that obviously that's a place that is desirable. That has a good nucleus over there. They've had playoff success, and they expect to contend. But if I were to say the team with the most pressure for a manager to come in and have success, I think it's Baltimore. And I've been looking around. I know the Giants, they want to get back to where they were, but I'm curious, do you agree kind of with that sentiment? Because regardless of who comes into Baltimore, I don't care that the Orioles were in last place. The feeling here is with this group, if they're healthy, this next person is supposed to get them over the top. And I think that is going to come with a new line of expectations, especially because we talked about Albert Pujols. If he's going to make his MLB managerial debut, that's going to be a lot to ask for whoever's going to be managing this ball club in 26.
Yeah, it's a big job for whomever takes the seat. It's an immediate hot seat. And I think it's, you know, somewhat the same way in San Diego, need to perform there. It's somewhat the same way in Atlanta. They don't have the, you know, that's a ball club that expects to win the division every year. And the way it went this year for the Braves, you know, is going to make it so that next season is a critical year of getting back to the postseason hunt. But I would agree with your sentiment that if not the most pressure, it's definitely up there for Baltimore, whoever takes the hot seat. Because, yeah, as you mentioned, like this is a team that you are in one of the most difficult divisions in baseball. We did see the Blue Jays go from last place to first place, you know, in the AL East, and they're still alive in you know, with after what they did in Seattle for two nights, you know, they're still alive in the postseason hunt. So it's definitely possible to turn this around, but a lot needs to change. A lot needs to be fixed, and getting young players back on track. Some of this core hitters, you know, they need better production from them. Does Baltimore want to take the risk of a first-time manager? And just using the name Pujols for an example here, he has not been on a major league coaching staff. You know, it's not like a longtime bench coach who's making the leap. It's a guy that has had success in the, you know, in winter ball. He managed in Dominican with a team there and won the title, and then he went on and won the Caribbean Series. So has some managerial success, except that is a different, you know, completely different animal from doing that in the major leagues. So big question mark around having a rookie manager have to handle those expectations. Perhaps a little bit of naivety is a good thing in a manager. And you saw when, you know, these young players came up in 23, it was kind of like a, oh, what do we have to lose? And you go win 101 games. Oh, this is easy. It's a different animal in the postseason. There is some aspect of the experience that they might want in a manager is not so much of getting to the postseason. It's what do you do when you're there, when everything becomes a little tighter and every single pitch is more pressure. So it's a big consideration. I think the timeline, it could drag on for a little bit longer for a lot of clubs here because of how many openings there are around the league. So some of the top managerial candidates most likely will have interviews with multiple teams. And until they decide, the trickle down, you know, everything's going to be held up a little bit because there's so many openings and some attractive openings. You know, Atlanta, attractive job. San Diego, huge attractive job. San Francisco, Baltimore. Those are good jobs to land in. And, you know, expectations will be that they can return to winning ways immediately for a lot of those teams. And that doesn't come around very frequently. Most of the time when there's a manager opening, it's with a team that is going to be in a rebuild. You know, a team like the Washington Nationals who, you know, be lucky to avoid 100 losses, you know, so that's usually what it takes for a new manager position. But this is unique right now around baseball. So some of the top names are going to have a lot of interest.
No doubt about it. And the reason why I also think that the job would be very pressurized in Baltimore, it's actually not because of the manager. It's that if that candidate doesn't pan out for the Orioles, where does that pressure get directed towards? It goes back to the front office, right? Because San Diego, Andy, like Preller out there, he's got a proven track record. I just saw Dave Dombrowski with the Phillies, and I know that they haven't gotten back to where they've wanted to be, but people have faith in Dave Dombrowski, and I still have faith in Mike Elias, but a lot of people are looking at this offseason right here for hiring a manager, getting that right, and let's take that aside then. What would you like to see, Andy, or what is one of your storylines that you want to see from this front office, or you're curious to see what they do, because this is just one of the many pieces that they need to address here as they try to get the birds back to they were in 2024 and 2023 into the
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Postseason.
Yeah, Preller is in San Diego in a, you know, kind of unique situation that he has been able to hire so many managers. Usually a GM does not get that many bites of the apple. And so, you know, this is going to be, you know, a second manager for Michael Eyes. If it doesn't work out pretty quickly, or at least, you know, the signs are there that this is the right guy, you're correct. The pressure is rebounded, not necessarily, it will be on the manager, of course, but the pressure is then heightened and it goes to front office and Mike Elias, which puts, I think, some onus on, you know, what do they do this winter to enable Baltimore to get back in the mix? And I think what that needs to look like is, you know, obviously ownership will be involved as well. They will need pretty much a new bullpen. They probably need a extra bat to help out, preferably a veteran bat to help out. And they need starting pitching. If not one, two, you know, starting pitchers. I mean, it's not an easy fix there either. So this will be a big offseason, not just for what manager they hire, but how do they help that coaching staff? How do they, you know, even if it's bringing back Tony Manzolino, how do you ensure that he has a roster that can compete? Because at this exact moment, there are pieces, obviously the young core remains, but you need to supplement that young core and make sure that, you know, pitching wins championships. And we've seen it all, you know, exactly what the LA Dodgers, and I don't expect them to spend money like the Dodgers do, but you look at their rotation in the postseason, and it's been no wonder they're rolling through the postseason right now. It's because of they have four aces practically. Baltimore probably will not have that luxury, but you need to have depth in pitching. So big offseason, not just for who they hire at the manager position, but how they supplement the roster, and that I think will go a long way in deciding if it's going to be a successful tenure as a manager. I mean, you need the ownership support and the front office support.
Andy Kostka, Baltimore Banner. Andy, appreciate the time as always. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Andy Kostka. It's Ribbit here with Ryan, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken. Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. We'll come back, take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. We'll look at the games last night. There's a doubleheader today. Dodgers trying to close out the Brewers, and the Seattle Mariners trying to become the first home team to win in the ALCS, and free agent list and all the fun stuff. Get Ryan's thoughts on the Terps at UCLA tomorrow. Getting 2.5. I'm feeling turtle. Feeling turtle soup. Then again, you know, I'm a homer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.